Well, there was a lady who used to come over here. What was her name?
Rosemary Jack.
From London, England. Very sophisticated lady, educated, intelligent. I think she was in the university teaching or something. Have you all heard of Rosemary Jackson? She comes now and again. As usual, you see, because she is so close to us and all that, we forget to ask her as to what brought her here. Why does she want to come here so often? When did she first hear the name? How did she happen to come to Baba and all that? So one day, I don't know, in order that Baba should give us the story, I was prompted. I said, Mary, Rosemary, how did you happen to come to Baba first? So she whispers, you see. She's very elegantly dressed and all that. She says, don't ask me. Well, what's the matter? Don't we share our stories with you? Why? What's the matter with you to share with us these things? And I was really stupid on my part. I said, what is the matter? Come on, Rosemary. I'm speaking loudly and she's whispering. She's very shy and... Come on, Rosemary, come on. Baba, let us share. What harm is there in sharing? Others might learn about it and all that. So she gives us a little synopsis of what happened. So she says that, well, from my childhood I have been brought up as a Christian, Roman Catholic, a devout worshipper of Lord Jesus, the Christ. Fine, that's wonderful. So what's the stupidity in that? She says, well, wait till you hear the story. So I said, yeah, what happened then? Well, I'm brought up and I got educated and I now hold a good position and I'm intelligent and intellectual person. That's what the people say around me and all that sort of thing. But then coming in contact with people in my colleges and all that, I hear the name of Meher Baba, who claimed himself to be the ancient one having come again, the same Jesus Christ. It was, first of all, when I heard this, it was really blasphemous on my part to even hear that name. Yes, said Rosemary, that's natural, of course, when you are such a devout follower and worshipper of the Lord, it's but natural. But then how did he get you hooked onto him? That's what we want to know. Says, wait till you hear the story. So that's how it happened. He says that every now and again the name would come to my ears. I was curious. Who could that person be who can claim himself to be the one come again? Jesus did tell us that he is going to come again. I know that. I have studied and everything. But how can we say that he is the one? So I began to read the books. What he says is true. There is truth in it. It's the same old truth, but in different phrases, different contexts. And so now the mind is getting bogged, you see, with confusion. When I think of Jesus, Meher Baba comes to the forefront. When I think of Meher Baba, then my mind says, well, Jesus is the one, we are following Jesus. What's the matter with you? And so forth. The heart and mind, conflict is there all the time. Here is to cut the story short, you know, what happened, but well, all the time I got so confused. My life was nothing but confusion. My personal life. I didn't know what to do. Go to the church and remember Meher Baba instead of Jesus Christ. And so I didn't know what to do, what can I say. One day on a holiday from my college, I'm sitting in my parlor. It's a big parlor, having a lot of frame pictures and all that, of sceneries and this and that, all this. And again the same thoughts pester me. Is he the same one? Is he the one? Is he that same ancient one come again? So the mind, my mind, that's the crux of the story. my mind urges me, why don't you test him, if he is the right one? How to test him? So I'm looking at a picture, a huge frame as this size, that's what she pointed out, is there on the wall. And my mind says, why don't you test him? And my mind prompts that at the count of 10, if this picture falls down, then he must be the one. Test him. And surely the picture will not fall down. So you get rid of this Mahesh Baba. So my heart says, suppose if the picture falls down, then is my heart ready? Am I ready to accept him? So the mind says, she's telling the story like this. Mind says, how can it be so? Why don't you start and nothing is going to happen? One. My heart is perturbed, fluttering. Two. I'm looking at the picture. Come on, nothing is going to happen. It's not going to fall down. Three, four. To cut the story short, it went on to 9 and nothing is happening. See, I told you, nothing is happening. Count till 10, you see. But heart says, but suppose if it falls down, what will you do? How can it fall down? Mind says, it cannot be so. 9 and 3/4, nothing happened. I'm happy. My mind is happy. 9 and 1/4. 9 and what? 3/4.
3/4.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
10. And oh, something happened. The whole picture fell. Broke. The glass broke and everything went out. I've been testing you, and you are the same one. Give me the strength now to love you. That's the stupidity of this intelligent mind.
This is the mind, the greatness of the heart. The heart was even that sincere.
Yeah.
It wasn't just a mental game that was going on, it was a great sincerity in the heart.
Horrible. Mind and heart, the tussle. It was really, we should hear it from her. It is just such things happen. Toys are there.
Yeah.